And now Vatican Radio's film critic Peter Malone talks about some light entertainment that he thinks could well become a summer blockbuster. The film is called Snow White and the Huntsman, and as Peter explains, no expense has been spared in the production. Settings are quite spectacular, from the formidable castle and its vast interiors, the wave-crashing sea and the beach expanses, a deadly forest, and the beauty of a fairyland.
My queen, yet another kingdom falls to your glory. Is there no end to your power?
I enjoyed it. I suppose that's a good thing to say first. We've had an abundance of Snow White during 2012. So Snow White appeared first in Mirror Mirror with, well, it was a star vehicle for Julia Roberts as the Wicked Queen. And it was more than a touch tongue-in-cheek, quite spectacular in castles and costumes and some of the monsters in the woods, and a romance with Prince Charming being put under a spell by the Wicked Queen. So that came, popular enough, I think, but I was expecting something a bit in the same vein with this one, but not at all. This one is quite serious, over 2 hours in length, and really quite spectacular to look at, and epic music, so it's got all the build-up for Northern Hemisphere summer blockbuster.
I was interested to read that the director, Rupert Sanders, has had a career in commercials, and that really comes out in the movie, doesn't it?
I think one of the things that commercials directors are able to do is to fit in a whole lot of even narrative, but detail, you know, in about 15 seconds, because they need to have everything done, you know, within 30 seconds or 60 seconds, so they make every second count. And this was occurring to me during this film. It's filled with detail, and the narrative keeps moving fairly rapidly. So I think he's brought that kind of skill to bear and engages his audience and amazes them with the amount of detail as well.
Also, Charlize Theron, in the role of the Evil Queen, seems to be enjoying herself.
Well, she does, except she doesn't smile much during it because she is evil personified.
Do you hear that? It's the sound of battles fought and lives lost. Once pained me to know that I am the cause of such despair. But now, their cries give me strength.
She's certainly very beautiful, and, you know, at the beginning of the film when she starts Mirror, Mirror, the mirror, of course, is quite honest in saying she's beautiful.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is fairest? Of them all.
You are the fairest, but there is.
But I think Charlize Theron might have enjoyed doing the role because as it goes on and she gets older, she begins to look older. And so she has to devise ways of keeping young. So she actually imprisons some young girls from the countryside and somehow other breathes out their youth into herself, and then she renews. And other times she goes in for milk baths and things like that. But of course at the end, not to spoil the ending, she has to confront Snow White, of course, and she doesn't win, as we know, and she really looks old by the end of the film.
So, well, her comments during the film that her beauty is her power is actually not a superficial one at all in this time and day.
Beauty is my power.
Well, she's vain. She comes from a poor family, and she tricks herself into the kingdom and marries the king and rather dramatically murders him. I didn't remember that, but yeah, she murders him. And she also has a brother who is kind of in servitude towards her, so he does everything and all her dirty work for her, including pursuing Snow White when he leaves himself open to be attacked by her in her prison cell, and she's found a nail on the wall outside the castle and attacks him with it and then runs away. So the Queen, of course, not very happy, sends him out to find someone to find Snow White, and that is the Huntsman.
Find me someone who doesn't fear the dark forest to hunt her down.
Played by Chris Hemsworth, who actually comes from Melbourne.
If I refuse...
I thought I could hear an Australian accent there. There's a lot of computer intervention into the film, which is, as you said, very spectacular. But how about the actors who have been computerized to become dwarves? What do you think about that?
Well, I noticed that the Association of Small People were not very happy at all, and they said that the acting parts should have been given to dwarves and small people instead of getting some very celebrated British actors like Ian McShane and Bob Hoskins and Eddie Marsan to become the dwarves.
You have eyes, Huntsman, but you do not see. She is destined to end the darkness.
Somebody then pointed out that Sanders was skillful enough not to waste money on computerising them always, but often just to film them from the neck up so that they could just be themselves. But they're a funny little group. There are eight of them at first, and then one dies, and then there were seven. But they join with the Huntsmen and trek throughout the countryside, raising up armies from the exiled Duke so that they can attack the Queen and the castle. And it becomes one of those medieval epics and battles with boiling oil and fiery arrows and fireballs and things like that. So towards the end, it gets very much into the action vein. And there's Snow White wearing armour. And, of course, everybody thinks of Joan of Arc as she attacks the castle.
We haven't mentioned Snow White. Yeah. She's the star at the moment of Hollywood, isn't she? It's Kirsten Stewart.
Who are you? Why is the Queen want you dead?
You should know you're the one hunting me.
Yes, I'm not sure that she was as good as all that. I've seen her in a couple of other films which reassure me that she can act. A little film called Welcome to the Rileys, where she plays a strip dancer in New Orleans. She's actually very good in that. And she was playing Joan Jett, the singer-writer, in The Runaways, so she can act. But when she's in the Twilight films, and in this one, she tends to be kind of mono-expression in some ways. She's a sturdy heroine, one might say, but not as inspiring as I might have thought.
Okay, so you say it's action entertainment. Having seen the trailer, I certainly won't take my child to see it.
No, it's a darker portrait of Snow White, and it's not the exact kind of romance that you think, with the Prince Charming, Prince William, and the Huntsman. I think they're more interested in characters and actions and just bringing the fairy tale to life in a 21st century blockbuster kind of way. So if that appeals, then it's good, but it might not be, for all the serious-minded moviegoers. Might be better for the holiday season.
Lips red as blood, hair black as night. Bring me your heart, my dear, dear Snow White. Let them come.